back, ladies and gentlemen, for the second hour of this award-winning program. Well, no, it hasn't won any awards, but I guess if there were any awards to win, this program would win some of them, right? I mean, even if it were just worst show of the network, right? That's an award, right? But it's not the worst show, despite the fact that you have been left in my very incapable hands today. Now, Mike, one of the things that the caller brought up, Dave, he talked about us getting into this racial issue. Now, this is one of the mistakes, I think, that if you want to call it the Patriot Movement or the Freedom Movement or whatever you want to call it, I believe this is one of the mistakes that people fall into, which is associating this thing as being a racial thing. You see, this is one of the things that I have tried to argue away and argue against, is this idea of talking about the Jews as a race. Last week, we had on this program Brother Nathaniel Kapner, and anybody who has seen a picture of him will see immediately that he has every distinct feature that you can imagine exists among the Jewish people. It is not a racial thing. The people can make the conscious choice to walk away from the programming that they have been subjected to their whole lives. It is an issue of mindset and an issue of behavior that is produced by that mindset. So,
you know, another thing too in regard to that caller, and he seems like a very sensible guy, and I understand where he's coming from. But you know, he said that if people talk about the Jewish issue, then the establishment will marginalize people. Well, yes, they will, but the thing is, the establishment that he's worried about is a Jewish establishment. It's a Jewish-controlled media that marginalizes people. And these people, as he calls himself, in the Freedom Movement, have to realize that the very most hateful forces aiming at the Freedom Movement are the very forces that we are talking about here today. As far as class warfare is concerned, I don't think you can divorce even the issue of Judaism and Jewish power from the issue of class warfare because, you know, my book, The New Jerusalem, the whole point of the book is that, and it's documented from Jewish sources exclusively in my book, it's documented that the Jews have achieved an immense power in America today. Even Vanity Fair magazine a few weeks ago issued their list of the 100 most powerful people in the establishment, and I did a very detailed analysis of that list, that Vanity Fair list that was published in American Free Press, and it has been circulated on the Internet. If you do a search of Michael Collins Piper and the term Vanity Fair, I think you'll find the article. The fact is that most of the people on that list, if they're not, there's like about half the people on the list are Jewish, and the other half of the people on the list are people who work for Jewish power groups or people whose livelihoods depend upon Jewish interests here in the United States. So if Dave wants to talk about class warfare and talk about it honestly, he has to face the Jewish question. He has to face the Jewish issue.
Well, I would liken it to this. Imagine that we find ourselves in the middle of World War II, but we're not going to talk about Nazis. Or we find ourselves in the middle of the Cold War, and we're not going to talk about communism because that might upset some of the Russian emigres to the United States. You see, it's not a matter of race or nationality at that point. It has to begin with a discussion of the ideology. And having said that, we're going to go to our first break for the hour, and then when we come back, we will be pulling up Mo from Oregon. So Mo, sit tight. We'll be pulling you up right after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn, American Free Press. And along with me is my very good friend, Mike Piper. And I see that we have started something of a brush fire in the chat room. As usual, it seems like everywhere I go, trouble follows me, just like that character in Snoopy. What was his name? Pigpen. He always carried that big cloud of dust around with him everywhere he went. Anyway, we have on the line Mo from Oregon. Mo, come on up.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Mark and Mr. Mike. I would like to make a few comments, if you is
go ahead. Possible. Go ahead.
Yes. Regarding, you know, Atefe, a 16-year-old Iranian, who was hanged because she put lipstick in her lips, and you know, it's crazy. And we go back to Iraq. Iraqian woman must cover her, skip blush or die. One out of three Iraqi women are hanged or brutally killed by the same secret police of the Iraq, and same thing happened to Iran. And then the reason I connect these two together, and what we will see, that thanks to George Bush that brought democracy to Iraq. Is this democracy in Iraq? Is this democracy in Afghanistan that they are going to kill the Pervez comebacks? Still is pending. And, I mean, what's going on? I mean, we don't have democracy in the United States. How can we put democracy in other countries? And then we will go back to a Jewish Protocol of Zion. There is a movie, and by Mark Levin, and exactly he put all the chapters together, and there are more than 30 chapters in Protocol of Zion. Yes, Jewish are responsible for what happened in Iran. They brought the Ayatollah's aeroplane with Air France. They give him a free ride to Iran. And Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, the last prime minister, was trying to down this aeroplane as soon as come to the Iranian aerospace. The fourth F-5 tried to do it, but at very last moment, Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, the last prime minister, the Shah of Iran, he said, no, let him land. And then later on, he left Iran, and he was a refugee to Paris, France. And then, before the terrorist government of Iran, they kill him, he said why he done that. Because they said that if he would kill the Ayatollah Khomeini, this bastard, this shaitan, then everybody said he was Imam Mahdi, he was Prince of Peace. And then he didn't do it for that reason. And then we see that Ahmadinejad himself, he shows the devil sign. And Mr. Bush shows the devil sign too. So we see that Ahmadinejad is Illuminati. He's a member of Illuminati, as the same as Mr. Bush and the rest of the gang that occupy this country. And we have no freedom in this country. We have no democracy. I mean, for those reasons, yes, Jewish are in control of Iran. Jewish are in control of USA. Jewish are in control of the whole world, and they have a plan to exterminate 80% of the world population.
Okay. Well, I agree with some of what you said, but one thing I would add, this issue with the fundamentalist passions in Iraq and in Iran, where you have women being executed because they're wearing lipstick and things like that. I mean, we sit here and we say, well, that is really extreme, and I agree that it is, but we also have to keep in mind something else here. You see, when you look at the devastation that has been wrought across Western society because of, what we would call the liberalization of, or the confusing is really, I guess, the best way I would put it, the confusing of the roles between men and women, and in fact that you can't turn on the TV anywhere in the West where you haven't got Britney Spears sticking some part of her body in your face and wiggling it as fast as she can. And you look at the devastation, the moral devastation that this has wrought on our society. So when you look at what is going on in the Middle East, this is a reaction against that, you see. They don't want their countries falling apart the way that they have in the West. I mean, look, you think that our electing George Bush twice has nothing to do with the fact that as a people we have absolutely no morals left, or the fact that we elected Bill Clinton twice before him, or that we're going to elect John McCain in the next coming years? It's because as a nation we have lost our morals, and this in no small way has been achieved by what you would call the garbage you see on TV and whatnot. So, hey, look, I don't want to see women being executed for wearing lipstick. But at the same time, we also have to look at the other side of the coin of this, which is that these societies are reacting against what you would call the moral poison of the West. What do you think, Mike?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I found his comments very, very interesting, and I am compelled to mention the fact, you know, that, you know, here we're again talking about the problem of Islam and extremism in Islam, as some people describe it. But, you know, the fact is that in Iraq under Saddam Hussein, his government was a secular regime. It was not an Islamic regime.
Exactly.
It was actually a very progressive regime in the classic sense of the word progressive, even as it's used here in the United States by self-styled progressives. And yet we still went in there and destroyed that country, not because it was an Islamic republic, but because it was a very powerful, forward-moving and forward-looking Arab regime that was opposed by the Jews and opposed by the state of Israel. So even there, this issue of Islam is irrelevant because Islam or Islamic extremism, whatever you want to call it, was not the issue with the decision to go to war against Iraq, a decision that was dictated, and I emphasize the word dictated, by those whom we call the Jews.
And exactly, and now they're going to go to Iran because of that and because of the Jewish, they like the Iran war, and exactly Ahmadinejad is doing exactly what they want him to do. And he keeps making an atomic bomb in Iran, and as a result, they're going in. And Iran has a unity exercise very soon, in coming weeks. And the date is been hidden from the population, but February, this month, watch for the Iranian exercise.
Okay.
That is going to be in Persian Gulf, right?
Well, as Mike has often been noted saying, I wish you were wrong, but I fear that you're probably right now. No, thanks for calling. It's always good to hear from you. Take care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Mike in New York. Mike, come on up.
Hello?
Mike.
Hello?
Come on up. You're up.
Yes. First, I want to congratulate Mike Piper. He made the most famous list on Simon Wiesenthal Center. So...
Thank you.
First anti-Semite in New York, in the United States.
You know, if I can just weigh in very quickly here. I really personally get really aggravated whenever I hear people referring to those who oppose the Jews as being anti-Semites because, you know, I am at least half Semitic, given the fact that my mom's family comes from the Middle East. And so call it anything. Call it anti-Jewish. Call it anti-Talmudic. But please don't call it anti-Semitic because I'm the biggest lover of Semites in the world. I love the Arabs. I love the Arab culture. So we need to come up with a new word, Mike.
I agree.
I said the only Semite is a descendant of Shem. A Jew is
right.
A descendant of Cain. So they're not Semite at all. And I don't think the mixed society like Christians, Muslims, and Jews can work. Because Jews got in TV, in books, they mess up the minds of young people. Look at the United States. Look at in Europe now. I travel the world. I've been in Russia. I've been in Europe. I've been in Australia, South America. United States has been destroyed. The young people is completely destroyed.
Yeah.
The morals completely destroyed.
Yes, I agree with you. I think that this is the silent war that has been fought against us. You know, whereas they are destroying the Middle East physically by bombing it to smithereens, the Western world, for the most part, it's a done deal. We really, our institutions, all the way down to the family, have been destroyed. And I personally, I hate to be fatalistic about it, Mike and Mike, but I don't know that there's any going back. I mean, when I look at the young people today, and I see the fact that they have no compass. They basically are just like robots, and they behave the way they're programmed to behave from their television and from their movies and their music. I don't know that it can be regained.
No, exactly. In Europe, I see them in Sweden. I see Muslims, Christians, youth. They act same thing together. After a while. The young people, doesn't matter if you're Christian religion or Muslim religion, you're going to be same when you watch the TV. You got in society like the young people, even in school, it's no different. You see rapes, murders, everywhere.
All right, Mike, hold on to that thought. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll let you finish your thought. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to be laughing like this. I'm just reading some of the discussions taking place on the chat room. Like I said, it just seems like no matter where I go, as soon as I get there, it turns into a big uproar. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyway. Mike from New York, go ahead and finish your thought.
Yes, to me, it's the Jewish religion is a group of criminals in Israel hiding behind the law of Moses. And they are not even the people of the Old Testament. They wrote themselves in. Because the Jews are the descendants of the Canaanites, the Edom, Esau, the Philistines. They have nothing to do with the Old Testament. If you know the history of the Bible, they have nothing to do with the law of Moses. Because they never practiced law of Moses.
And I agree with you on that, Mike. You know, one of the things that really has been an eye-opener for me the last couple of years is to sit down and to read the Old Testament and to find out, you know, that these people, they They were never pleasing to God. For 5 minutes, maybe, they were pleasing. But every time, it seemed, every time they were given a break, they immediately went back to acting the way that they did. I mean, even the, I hate to even bring this up because I don't, certainly don't want to alienate my Muslim friends, but you read in the book of Genesis, when Abraham was about to go into Egypt, and he took his wife Sarah to the side, and he said, listen, when the Egyptians see what a beautiful woman you are, they're going to want to take you for their concubine or for their wife, but if they know that you're my wife, they're going to kill me. So I want you to lie to them and tell them that you're my sister. And so he gave his own wife to the Egyptians to be used as a concubine in Pharaoh's household. It's right there. I never even realized it before. Right there in Genesis. Now, as I said, I certainly don't want to alienate my Muslim friends because they revere Abraham as well. But what sort of a man does this? What sort of a man gives his wife over to be sexually had by other men, just so that he will be well treated? That is what he says in the Bible, so that I will be well treated. So it's just something for us to think about when we look at this. It seems like they have always been a troublesome lot of people. Personally, when I look at the Ten Commandments, and the fact that they were carved into stone, this was God's way of saying, look, you miserable people, you have been a disappointment to me from the very beginning. You have just spent 400 years in Egypt as slaves. If you'll just do these 10 simple things for me, then you will be able to get along with everyone around you. And then you won't be chased out of this place and you won't be chased out of that place. If you'll just do these 10 simple things, you'll be able to get along with the rest of humanity and then all your troubles will be over. And guess what? They couldn't even do that. Mike, thanks for the call. We're going to move ahead now.
One more thing. They've never been in Egypt, Mark.
You've
never been in Egypt. Abraham wasn't a Jew. Who told you that Abraham wasn't a Jew?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about all of the Old Testament people. But listen, we've got a lot of calls lined up here,
okay.
So we're going to have to continue this maybe next week. Thanks for the call, Mike. Okay, we have, let's see, it looks like John in Austin. John, come on up.
I guess this is sort of off track a little bit about the Jews and everything. I was just concerned about, I was watching on the Mexican, Latin American news that all the Banamex banks are closing down there. People aren't able to get their money out at all. And I wonder if that's, anybody knows anything about that happening in the States?
No, I haven't heard anything. This is where?
And, I was watching on, Latin American news last night.
Uh-huh.
The Banamex banks, they just closed their doors and people weren't able to get money out of the bank or the ATM or anything because supposedly the dollar is so bad.
Oh, well, actually, that's something, if we have time, I do want to kind of talk about today is the falling dollar because now OPEC has actually crossed the Rubicon and is talking about dumping the dollar and moving on to the euro. And I'll tell you what, if you thought that it was interesting up to this point, ladies and gentlemen, wait until OPEC drops the dollar. And we hopefully we'll be able to get into that a little bit. I hadn't heard about the thing that you mentioned in particular, but I will be sure to look it up.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Abdul in, I think it's Alabama. You there?
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment regarding the Islamic Republic of Iran. I thought that your audience was a little more informed than what I've heard spoken of Iran today. What they need to do is just take a look at the progress of that young government that has basically wielded its way into being, you know, against the wishes of the superpowers,
mm-hmm.
And they're outstanding. They are second to none in regard to their neighbors, and that's what it's basically all about. The West, unfortunately, looks like a supreme fear from that young republic there.
I agree with you. Hey, hold that thought, Abdul. We're going to talk about that when we get past the break here.
Yeah, but I heard some insults, you know, and that's I'm surprised, you know. would call the president of Iran.
Okay, sit tight. We'll be back after the break. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of Current Issues, the radio program. Mike, are you still there?
Mike Piper?
Yeah, Mike Piper.
Piper's still here.
Okay, good. Okay, Abdul, go ahead and finish your thought.
I just, without taking too much time, I just wanted to, you know, remind your audience that we live here in America, and really, let's face it, should a tree be known by the fruit that it bears? You know, so why call in lies and insults without even examining what you're talking about? The Iranian people were unjustly attacked during the time of Saddam Hussein's war started. They lost almost 1 million people. But look, they are not even carrying grudges, and they're doing everything they can to aid and assist their neighbors who basically they just left war from. They've taken in almost. They've taken in hundreds of thousands of Afghani refugees. What kind of tree is that? Nobody's ever called George Bush a devil. And he's responsible for all the trouble that you see basically happening in the world. Or his administration, not him, but his administration, his gang, you know. And nobody's calling him a devil.
Well, so you know, excuse me, Abdul, I do have to correct you there. Hugo Chavez of Venezuela did, in fact, correctly call George Bush a devil. And I endorse his labeling of George Bush as a devil 100%. You know, I think you made a real good point there, Abdul, and that's something that, you know, what people have to understand. You know, we hear a lot of talk about the New World Order, but the fact is that on the face of our planet today, it is those countries that are standing up against the New World Order that are being demonized in the Jewish-controlled media in this country. I'm talking about Iran. I'm talking about Iraq under Saddam Hussein. I'm talking about Malaysia under Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. I'm talking about Russia under Vladimir Putin. I'm talking about the Palestinians who are fighting to restore their country. Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Abdul. You know, this new world order that so many patriots oppose is actually a Jewish inspiration. It is a Jewish new world order, and those people who have taken control of our government here in this great country of ours, they want to use American blood and American might, America's treasure, to establish their new world order, and that's what we've got going on here. So you're absolutely right, Abdul. I agree with you 100% as well.
If I can just make this point, we talk a lot about who's going to be president, but let us not forget the president in America, in our system of government, he's not the king or the ruler. I mean, he can't do basically anything without the consent and agreement from the from the Congress, and if not the Congress, from the Supreme Court. So I think that we should be more concerned about who is going to sit there in those places. Supreme Court, we can just about throw it away for the next 20, 30 years, I guess, but we can at least be concerned about who's going to be representing the Constitution and the American people in the Congress. But the president, you know, I mean, that's a weak position. It's supposed to be anyway, because he can't do anything without the support.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, we could not be involved in this war in Iraq right now.
That's right.
Congress was not funding it. You're absolutely right.
Let's not forget that. We talk about George Bush. How about the Congress?
You're right. And you know, here we have Hillary Clinton. She is George Bush light. I mean, she's talking about her opposition to the war, but this is a woman who voted for the war. And she's a member of Congress.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call, Abdul.
Yeah, thank you for listening to me.
Calling again. I'm getting people pounding on my door, Mike, wanting to talk about Russia. And I think that in the last 20 minutes here while we can, we probably should bring it up because there has been quite a bit of news this week concerning Russia, and in particular what's going on in the Middle East. Now, as you may or may not know, Kosovo, which is attempting to become this breakaway province, Serbia, they're going to be voting on independence here within the next, I think, the next week or so. And Russia has made it clear that if Kosovo declares independence, and if the West, meaning America, gets involved in this, Russia is basically going to deal with this as an act of war. Now, this is they're using diplomatic speak in describing this, but basically they were saying that the West getting involved in this Kosovo business, it would be a criminal act. Now, this is the thing, I guess what I wanted to, I was trying to bring up earlier when I was talking about the seriousness of the times that we're living in. You know, all of these people right now in the United States who are waving their flags and saying, God bless America and support the troops and we've got to go kill them over there before they come over here and kill us. They do not realize that just sitting a few yards away from this whole mess in Iraq is a country that we really do have to worry about, and it is Russia. Not just because of the fact that she has 10,000 nuclear weapons and a very sophisticated system for delivering these weapons, But because of the fact that they, just like the Iranians, just like Saddam Hussein's Iraq, just like Syria and some of these other countries, they are wise to the ways of the New World Order, and they are standing up against it. Now, this is something that, of course, there have been some somewhat confusing and conflicting news stories that have come out recently in terms of Russia doing some deals with the United States in providing uranium for American nuclear reactors and whatnot. But in general, I am beginning to worry that we may be looking at an exchange, a nuclear exchange with Russia. It's my personal theory that this is exactly what the Zionists want to see take place. I think that they want the United States out of the Middle East completely. And what better way to achieve this than to have the Americans and the Russians wipe each other out? What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. In today's Washington Post, I have it right here in front of me. The headline is as follows. Putin of Russia, Putin in speech, accuses U.S. of setting off, quote-unquote, new arms race.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it's not our fault, we didn't start it, funneling multi-billions of dollars into developing weapons systems. Now, this is a major speech by Putin, who is getting ready to leave office. This is one of his final speeches before the Russian people, and this is a very serious matter. You know, the Zionist movement, not just the Zionist movement, but the Jewish people have historically been very hostile to Russia. And since the advent of Vladimir Putin, who has taken the Jewish oligarchs in Russia to task, he turned the tables on them after he came into power. Since this has happened, the Jewish elements here in the United States have been pushing for a hostile stance by our country toward Russia. And this we have seen developing. There was a major report put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a popular bugaboo, and correctly so, among patriots. And incidentally, the Council on Foreign Relations is basically a Jewish-dominated organization. They have been propagandizing against Russia and setting the stage for conflict, very real conflict, between the United States and Russia. And it could very well indeed turn into a shooting war. And
yeah,
this is something, I'm sorry to say, that our Jewish friends, I do believe, very much want to happen.
Yes, I would agree with you. You know, one of the things that I found out in researching the whole business of the USS Liberty is how close we came to getting into an all-out shooting war with Russia in 1967. And it is my gut feeling now that what the Zionists were unable to achieve 40 years ago when the Liberty did not sink, I really do believe that the end result was that they wanted the United States and what was at that time the Soviet Union in an all-out shooting war. And I think that what they were unable to achieve then, they are trying to resurrect today. And I'm telling you, folks, as bad as you think Iraq is right now, if we go into Iran and it looks like that is exactly what the powers that be are planning to do, if we go into Iran, we are going to find ourselves staring down the launching tube for about 10,000 nuclear weapons stationed in Russia. They have made it clear that they're not going to put up with this. And they know, ultimately what it boils down to, is that they know that they are also on the list of countries slated for destruction, just as Iraq was, just as Iran is. All of these other countries, the New World Order will not put up with anybody bucking their agenda. And it happens that Russia is one of them, and she's not going to take it lying down.
Well, you know, this whole conflict with Russia, you know, there's so many people, you know, the John Birch Society still promotes the idea that Russia is this big communist enemy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the fact is that in the beginning in the 1930s and certainly in his final years in power, Joseph Stalin was moving against the power and influence of the Jewish elements in Russia that had come to power in the Bolshevik Revolution. I have this on very good authority from a lot of very, very valuable sources, not only in the American nationalist movement going back to the 1950s, but even among many Russian nationalists today. That is, in fact, one of the, the KGB and particularly the Russian military under the years of Joseph Stalin began to assert Russian nationalism in opposition to the Jewish Trotskyite communists. And this is something that a lot of people do not understand. That's why today in Russia, it's very, very interesting, today in Russia, the anti-Jewish nationalists of Russia are actually looking with some fond memories upon Joseph Stalin. It's very, very interesting. When I was in Russia some years ago, it was very interesting to see a Russian translation of Mein Kampf, the book by Adolf Hitler, being sold right there on Red Square. So there's some big changes that have taken place in Russia, and Russia today is a nationalist state standing in opposition to the New World Order, standing in opposition to the power of the Jewish financial interests. And this is something that America's patriots need to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, it may very well be, and I don't want people to misunderstand what I'm saying here, but, oftentimes when I'm asked by people, well, what about Putin's Russia? And I say, Putin is the good guy in all of this. And they say, they gasp and they say, what? You mean Russia? Aren't they a communist country? And I say, you have to keep an open mind about some things here. Let's face it, as the old saying works, God works in mysterious ways. And so in this case, the Russians may actually turn out to be, if they are successful, they may turn out to be the ones who wind up saving the world from destruction at the hands of these lunatics.
It's very interesting, Mark, and I've pointed it out actually on Hashem's program on another occasion when I was on here talking to you, and I've pointed it out repeatedly on my program, something that people need to know. Although a lot of people think that, or I should say a lot of people recall that Karl Marx was said to have believed that the first communist revolution would take place in an industrialized country such as England or Germany. The fact is that going back, I believe, to the, I'm not sure exactly when Marx was writing, but let's put it this way, back in his early years when Karl Marx and his colleague Friedrich Engels were both writing about communism and its future. One of their primary targets was Russia, Tsarist Russia. So it was not an accident of history that the first communist revolution took place in Russia. The Jewish communists and the communist leadership were Jews. It's a historical fact that you cannot get away from. I know it makes a lot of people very uncomfortable to hear you say it, but the Jewish communists targeted Russia precisely because it was a seat of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something, again, that people need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very, very important, and patriots need to realize this idea. In fact, the reason why we have these neoconservatives today, who originally started out as Trotskyite communists, they turned on the Soviet Union beginning in the 1920s, and then very much so in the 1930s and the 1940s, they turned on the Soviet Union precisely because Joseph Stalin was moving against the Jewish forces inside Russia. Now, he did have Jews in his inner circle. That is correct. He may, in fact, have been married to a Jewish woman. There's actually some doubts about that, although in popular mythology, people say, oh, yes, well, Stalin was married to a Jewish woman. But the fact is, Joseph Stalin was moving against Jewish power in Russia. And that's why the Trotskyite communists here in the United States and around the world all of a sudden became anti-Soviet.
And you know what?
It's a fact of history that cannot be disputed.
Well, it's funny that you know, going back to what you were talking about as far as Russia being this wellspring of Christianity. When I was in Rome about 10 years ago, I was functioning as a translator for somebody who was writing a book, and I was interviewing this very old bishop. He was about over 85 at that time, and he was talking about his time as a chaplain, an Italian chaplain, on the Russian front during World War II. And he came to love the Russian people, even though they were not Catholic. And he said that if the Russian people, with their spirit, if they were ever to turn their spirit against the Jews, they would Christianize the entire world. And with that music that indicates that we have to go to a break, and we will be back for the last segment of the show. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and before the end of the show, I want to thank my good friend Mike Pipe for coming on today. And I know he had better things to do than to waste 2 hours of his day dealing with me. But as usual, Mike, I appreciate you more than you'll know. We've got one more caller here, and it is Carl in Montreal. Carl, come on up.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Regarding what you're saying, I believe, you know, I've heard of stuff that Tex Mars has said. It kind of goes along the lines that there is a script to bring about Armageddon, or their interpretation of Armageddon, and they bring about the destruction of the Middle East, and then they will rebuild after the destruction the temple that was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, and their Messiah that they believe, their New Age Messiah. And I believe that there is some the forces, the Jewish forces and others at work that are trying to bring this about. And then the problem is that these a lot of these people in the U.S. government that call themselves Christians, dispensationalist Protestants, are a lot of the problem, because they've been teaching for several hundred years now that there will be this peace between, you know, in with the Jews and the Palestinians over there. Like Bush is over there talking about he's going to try to bring peace between the two parties and bring about this, you know, society where two states can live side by side in peace. And I believe it's all part of this plan. You know, he says he wants to have a Palestinian state before he's out of the White House, and I believe it all somehow ties into this. And just like the website threeworldwars.com, if I remember, they would talk about the Third World War would bring about the destruction of Christianity, meaning Protestantism, Catholicism, Islam, and Judaism. And all of this is a well-orchestrated plan to bring about this so they can have their utopian society. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, the way that I look at it is this. I mean, I know that there are groups out there like the Masons. I know that there's the Illuminati. I know there's all of these things out there. But, you know, unfortunately, people tend to get bogged down in some of these things. You know, you really can overdose on conspiracy theories. And a lot of people, unfortunately, do that to where they really can't make sense of what's happening in front of them, because they're always looking for, okay, now how does this fit in with Albert Pike's talking about this, and how does it fit in with the Illuminati? You know, it really, even as complicated as it is these days, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand Zionism, if you understand Judaism, and you understand what it was these people were trying to do 2,000 years ago when they crucified Jesus Christ, everything that we're looking at today comes into better focus. What do you say about that, Mike? Mike?
Yes, no, I couldn't agree with you more. We just have to keep hitting at the enemy that we can see.
Exactly.
We can't see the Illuminati. There is no Committee of 300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, we're discussing cold hard facts here, and you know, it's a war that is not going to end anytime soon, and it's a war that's only going to get worse. God bless us all.
God bless us all. Mike, thanks for coming on, buddy. It's always good to talk with you, and thank you to everybody today listening and in the chat room. It was very interesting. I'm going to go and cook dinner for my family. So in the meantime, you guys have a good week, and hopefully we'll live to see each other next week. This is Mark Glenn signing off. Take care.